Well, as we know, there have been protests across the country this year against police brutality, and some law enforcement officers of color have been patrolling those protests with a foot in two camps. Many empathize with the movement and have felt racism themselves at the hands of police. But they've chosen to try to change police culture from within. Colorado Public Radio's Allison Sherry reports.
The officers of color I talked with all had their own stories of police discrimination while out of uniform. In El Paso County, I sat with three black officers from the sheriff's department. I asked about whether they'd ever had a bad experience with law enforcement.
You want details?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I've been stopped numerous times for no reason whatsoever.
That's Cliff Northam. He's a bureau chief in the El Paso County Sheriff's Department, and he's been in uniform for almost 40 years. He told the story of one harrowing time he was stopped by police because they said he fit a suspect description.
I was minding my own business in that area, and I was pulled over, taken out of the car at gunpoint, put down on my knees, searched, and they asked who I was, where I was coming from, saw the gun that I was wearing, which kind of scared me because I said, I have a gun. And then I heard yelling, he's got a gun. I said, I also have a badge. And, I had to quickly get that out because when I heard he's got a gun, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to get shot.
During that entire episode, Northam's young son was in the car. He wept throughout the arrest. His son is now a Black Lives Matter organizer and faces felony charges for allegedly blocking a police station during a protest. Chief Northam is proud of his son, and he says he understands how the anger can build over time. He uses his own story of the felony stop for racial bias trainings for other officers.
I also understand that there are some people out there where that happens over and over and over and over again, and the frustration just builds and builds until, okay, this next time they jump out of the car, they start cussing, they're upset, they maybe walk a little too fast towards an officer and it becomes a use of force or, God forbid, a shooting.
I talked to several Black and Latino law enforcement officers across Colorado about what it's like to be an officer right now and how the police brutality movement has sparked change. All of them agreed there needs to be police reform. Sergeant Carla Havard has been at the Denver Police Department since the 1990s.
Where you been? You been staying out of trouble?
I'm trying. Way out here.
On a recent day, Havard stopped at a restaurant to meet a friend she's had in the community for a long time, a woman she met on the job who needed help once. The woman wanted to immediately talk about the protest movement.
That's my point. We've been talking about doing things.
That's because
for 450 years.
Havard takes a big picture view of the problem.
It's the basic evil that's at the center of it, and that's racism. And I think we haven't figured out an answer for that.
Havard says she's experienced racism herself. She's been trailed around a department store by security guards. And she's patrolled police brutality protests downtown, where she's been called names because she's a law enforcement officer.
Law enforcement in general, historically, has not treated brown and black communities fairly. We know that. You know, we want to engage in those relationships so our officers can, A, understand that these people, and I hate that word, these people are you. Because when we take off this uniform, we're not that much different. Everyone wants to be happy, healthy, and safe.
Denver officer Reyes Trujillo has patrolled the city's neighborhoods since the 1990s and says what's happening now is palpable on the streets.
As we're walking down the street, people will feel more emboldened to flip us off.
Trujillo has lived through the peaks and valleys of police popularity. After 9/11, people bought him lunches and coffees, thanked him for his service. And now?
They'll tell us, that we're killers. And have we killed any black people recently? Obviously, for somebody that's trying to do the right thing on a daily basis and keep an even mentality all of the time, yeah, it's challenging and it's hurtful, really.
El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy Edwin Wilson says some people are treating him differently on the job since George Floyd's death in Minnesota. Recently, he stopped an African-American driver for speeding on an interstate.
He told me, he's like, well, being a young black man in America, I was scared.
Wilson, who is also black, says he was surprised and kind of hurt to hear that. He pressed the driver on what he meant by that comment, what bad experience had this man had with police?
He said his cousin was shot by a cop. And I apologized. Hey, man, I don't know that situation. I don't know the story. Regardless, I'm apologizing. Hey, I can't fix that. I can't bring your cousin back.
Most of the officers I spoke to say they're trying to use their unique perspectives to push for reform inside their agencies. Sergeant Havard says she's proud to work in Denver, where the department has instilled more implicit bias training.
You can fix something from the outside or from the inside. I'm choosing to fix it from the inside. I would love more minorities to be a part of the profession. You want to fix it? Come help me fix it from within.
The tension many of these officers feel, both personally and professionally, was apparent in the hours I spent with them. They're having the conversations, inside and outside their departments. And all of them were clear, they're eager to see law enforcement do what's needed to gain the community's trust. For Here and Now, I'm Allison Sherry in Denver.